Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us now here at 95.7 The Game is ESPN's undefeated senior NBA writer, Mark Spears. Mark Spears covers the NBA, been doing it for a long, long time. Mark, what's happening, man?
Man, I found a quiet room near Staples Center to talk to you with, obviously, the day being focused on Kobe Bryant's memorial.
Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about that a little bit later, man. I know it's very emotional down there at Staples Center today, especially after that Lakers win over the Celtics. But you were in the Bay last night, man, checking out Zion against the Warriors. And, man, this dude for a 19-year-old, he's impressive off the court. He's impressive on the court. And he hasn't even tapped into his potential, man. He's a walking 20-10 and doesn't really look like he knows how to play the NBA game yet.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I was talking to Derek Favors after the game. I know you were in the locker room. I don't know if you overheard it. But Favors said, man, you know what Zion told me? And I was like, what? He said, he told me he hadn't even got his legs yet. I was like, what? Wow. He hasn't got his legs yet? He's like, no, man. He hasn't even gotten his legs yet. And he's like, so imagine when he gets his leg and when he gets into really good shape, what he's going to be doing. I'm like, well, can you like jump and sit on the rim and put the ball through with that count? Like, I mean, if his legs aren't there and he's going to get in better shape, I could just imagine how high this dude is going to jump then.
Mark, I get the same feeling watching Zion. I was telling Bonte, like I do a young LeBron, you know, a young Michael. And what concerns me is the weight. Do you think, you know, some people say it's a big deal, some not. I want to be able to watch this guy all 82. How concerned are you about the LBSs with Zion Williamson?
Yeah, I'm not. You know, I covered a young Carmelo Anthony, and he was about 245, 250. But you got to remember, NBA has the best trainers in the world, the best dietitians in the world. Being in New Orleans doesn't help. You know, I am a product of the New Orleans food environment.
You already know.
You know, so, but I bet you, and like, let's bring this back a year from now, when we see him play next season, I think I wouldn't be surprised if he's about 20 pounds lighter. But when you're up against him, he's just a big dude, man. Yeah. He big boned it. He's just a big dude, man. His legs are massive. I haven't seen somebody whose legs are that massive since being around Yao Ming.
Wow.
So I just think what the Pelicans are going to do, and they got a really like great you know, staff. They're going to trim them down, but trim them down the right way. So it doesn't take away from his powerfulness as well.
Senior NBA writer for ESPN's The Undefeated, Mark Spears, here on 95.7 The Game with Guru Abonte. Mark, looking at Zion and the way he gets up, it's like Grandma Ma. I got Grandma Ma flashbacks last night with Larry Johnson with how easy he gets up. And now you see this Pelicans team.
You know what? You know what? I'm a see your LJ.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to give you a young Barkley.
Young, yeah, Barkley, I like Barkley. Yeah, yeah, Barkley's probably more
quick as a cat.
It's probably the better comparison there because Barkley and Zion had the ball handling. I know Grandma Ma had a little ball handling, but Barkley, yeah, and Zion definitely took it to another level, and their passing as well. I think their passing is probably a bit better than Larry Johnson's.
Yeah, no, there was this tape I used to like use to like fire myself up before my college games and stuff, a VHS tape, and like they had all these youngsters years, like know nothing Jordan about that, and you know, Magic and all Isaiah, and it had the one I always used to watch was Barkley, man, and a young Barkley, like go YouTube it, young kids, like he was so powerful, so graceful, so skilled, and I just think that when you saw that dunk he had.
Which again, one?
The one that the one handed pullback, it was so powerful.
Oh yeah, yeah. I thought he broke the rim.
I mean, and I asked Zion after the game, like, "Is your hand hurt?" And he just started laughing. He's like, "You know, my hands are all right." Like that stuff that I remember Barkley doing. So yeah, I know there's been some LJ comparisons and stuff like that, but go look at just how powerful and strong and not in the greatest of shape that a young Barkley was, and I think you'll see probably the best comparison.
Mark, I'm getting excited about the, I term them the baby warriors, because you see Poole getting more confidence. You're seeing Damian Lee just take advantage of the situation he's in now. The Wiggins trade. And then I'm like, Steph, Klay coming back. Share with me, do I need to slow down about next year and them being able to compete in the Western Conference?
No, why would you? They're going to be good, man. Like, one thing I was marveling about yesterday, and I'm a shout out to my boy Patrick Ryan, man. I got to sit, you know, they got us in the nosebleed seats, the media seats, but
I noticed that you weren't around us, low-level media members, Mark. I've seen you walking around courtside. So that's what ESPN does for you now. You get to see
courtside. My boy, he works for, he runs Eco Bay. He hooked me up. So I sat about 10 rows up yesterday. And the one thing that I was just marveling by was like, I'm like, wow, this bench is going to be really good next year. These guys are getting confidence. They're playing.
Marquise Chris.
I remember having dinner with Damon. I was telling his wife this, and Lee, in Santa Cruz, when he was just trying to stay in the league. And he was giving them buckets last night. Yeah. He was killing. I mean, Pasco is going to be great. Like, when it's all said and done, we'll see who that number one pick is. And then you got all those exceptions, and you got the mid-level and the 17.5. You know, Bob really is going to have his summer cut out for him. But they could be, they're going to be tough to deal with. And then keep in mind the rested legs that Steph and Klay and Draymond are going to have next season, too.
So looking at these top five picks for this year's draft, I know the Warriors were hell-bent on getting a 2021 pick from the Minnesota Timberwolves. But looking at the pick coming up in this draft, you watch a lot of college hoops, Mark. You're familiar with a lot of these guys, Anthony Edwards, yeah. James Wiseman. Who are these guys? Who would be the best for the Golden State Warriors? A lot of people talking about Edwards, but somebody dropped something on me last week saying Wiseman has Chris Webber potential, and that kind of made me raise my eyebrows a little bit. I'm just like, wait a minute here. Who is this James Wiseman?
No, guy? Wiseman, I feel bad that people didn't get to see him. I watched him at the Hoop Summit last year, practice for about 3 days. He's special. He's Hall of Fame special. He kind of reminds me of like a more skilled Kevin Garnett. Does he have the fire and passion of KG? Not many do, but he does love the game of basketball. He's a very, very smart kid. He speaks Mandarin. Wants to do a lot of stuff to help the world off the floor, but on the floor, he blocks shots. He can shoot threes. He could take you off the dribble. He's crazy athletic. I think, like, when I was thinking about that starting lineup yesterday, I think he walks right in at the five spot if you could get him. Anthony Edwards, I did a story on him. I went to Georgia. Great, great young kid. He told me he would love to play for Golden State. Just imagine him just coming off the bench and being a taller Lou Williams for the Warriors. I mean, he's a very, very special, athletically gifted, exciting player to watch, where it kind of reminds me of what should have been with the Pistons. That they should have drafted Melo and figured it out when they had the chance.
Right.
And if the Warriors, to me, like, Wiseman's the guy and Edwards is second. But, like, if Edwards comes in, like, bring him in slow, bring him in off the bench, and he's going to be a terror to deal with.
Mark, it's a special day. It's a sad day. You are about to, you're at the memorial with Kobe Bryant. I can't express to anybody, I tried to do it with Bonte last week, how sad I am and how the basketball community has been affected by the passing of Kobe Bryant. Can you share with us what you expect the ambiance to be today and how you're feeling before you actually go into Staples and pay your respect to the great Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Like, it's supposed to be a celebration, but, like, I was there that game that the first game the Lakers played against Blazers, and it was sad, man. It was really, really sad. So, we're in Hollywood where they can make anything become reality, and I hope it's more upbeat because there's been a lot of grief, a lot of sadness these last couple weeks. I've been so busy, I have not had a chance to just get away. Being completely honest, I probably should go talk to somebody. I knew Kobe pretty well. Perhaps today is today where I fall apart, because I think I've held a lot of it in. And so it's not, I don't know. I know there's going to be some big-time singers there and it's going to be a spectacle. But if I were going to tell you that this is that I was excited to walk in this door, it'd be an extreme lie. I have anxiety about being seeing this and how I'm going to feel, and then suddenly afterwards I got to write a story. So I just hope when I get on this flight and come home at about 7:30, come back to the Bay, I could just take a couple days to reflect, man, and just kind of heal. And hopefully the world heals as well.
No doubt. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, well said, Mark. And hang in there, brother. I know it's an emotional time down there at Staples Center, man. We appreciate the time and appreciate you stepping away for a second to talk some hoops with us.
All right, man. Love y'all. See y'all soon, man.
All right, Mark. Love you too, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.